This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. As we told you at the top of the hour, and I told you a couple days ago, we're going to annoy you with this, so just know that we are. But at 10 a.m. this morning, our FM signal 98.7 became hot 98.7, so all of the hip-hop music that was being played on 104.1 is now on 98.7, and we are on 1120 AM, 102.5 HD, KZK. We're on the Odyssey app and all of your podcast platforms, and on the 24th, which is a Monday, we will be on 104.1 FM for good. So there you go. Just so you know. Can I take a minute to respond to something someone sent me? I usually don't, Rach, as you know. These guys always protect me from things that people say. and when they make it through, they're like, just don't worry about it. But this person sent an email, somehow got my email, and it just said, Dave, you seem something like surprisingly okay with trans people, something you want to tell us. So they're obviously trying to be kind of essie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to be kind of mean.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to respond in a real way, as opposed to trying to go tit for tat, no pun. I've always been pretty, you would probably call it liberal, when it comes to human beings. You know, it's like, what the hell? Just let someone live, right? If they're not hurting you, if it's not affecting your life, and it's not, just let people be who they're going to be. But doing this hospice work that I've been doing the last few months, and literally being with people who are laying there dying, until you've done that, I shouldn't say that, doing that adds an extra layer, to me at least, of, oh my God, these are just people. This person, everyone looks alike when you're dying. You have the same look on your face. Male, female, trans, gay, rich, poor, nice person, a-hole. Everything that they have ever been or ever will be is about to go away. And seeing people like that, and seeing how momentous this person's about to be no more, has made me so much more tolerant. Now, you can't just be tolerant of everything. You know, if someone was a pedophile or something, like, they deserve something. But short of that, I just think that we're really, when we get to that stage, we're going to regret being so mean to people, I think. Because what does it really matter? You know, Dylan Mulvaney's out there living her life. Just let her live, you know? Why do you need to make her say uncle and say that she's something that she doesn't believe she is, why does she need to comport with your beliefs? Why are your beliefs superior? If she's hurting someone, then we have laws. But if she's just being who she is, like, I just don't get it. There's so much more important things wrong with society that we can and should focus on as opposed to those things. That's all I want to say.
That's really well said, especially the part, like, where do you get the authority to tell someone else who they can and can't be? And how do I get that authority? If I don't agree with how you live, am I allowed to tell you that's not okay? Or is that just for other people from you and not the other way around? I mean, that's what it comes down to. I think if you're just as simple about it as that, you do not weigh more, count more, mean more than any other person. I don't, you don't, nobody does. Right? If you're a religious person, you're taught we're all God's children. And if you can show me where there's an exception to that, except these people, then let me know. I'll look up that exception in the Bible if you can tell me which verse and chapter it's in. You know, I mean, it's not that hard to just accept that you are not the authority. Your belief system does not trump anyone else's belief system. That's it. You can be who you are and be who you want and believe what you want. Nobody says you have to agree with anything, but there's no reason not to treat people with respect.
And I will say, and I've said this several times before, what you just said, I have been saying for years, being critical of the left.
Yeah.
That don't expect people, don't make them say uncle. If someone is a born again, Christ following Christian, and they believe that being transgender or even being gay is religiously wrong, it's outside of what God wants. Again, you can have a reasonable conversation with that person, but if they don't want to have that conversation, don't shove it down their throat. Don't expect them to celebrate your life or lifestyle if it goes against their beliefs. I just think that's too long of a putt. Why would you? You're putting your hand in the viper's pit. Why would you expect that? You know, it's one thing to expect respect. I think that everyone should expect respect. But don't expect people to celebrate. Give that up.
No, that's fine. And I generally would agree with it. I mean, not generally. I agree specifically with that idea when people are like, don't shove anything down anyone's throats. But let me ask you, who shoves their beliefs down people's throats more than really religious people? Who talks more about it? Who puts it out there more? And again, it's fine. I don't care if you do. But if you're a person that believes that it's your job to proselytize and spread the message and push your worldview on other people, then you can't be mad at other people for doing the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, be consistent. If it's okay for you to say, this is what I believe and I'm going to share it with the world, then it's okay for anyone to do that. That's why this country is, we're all equal. We're all citizens. We all have the same rights. And it doesn't matter what you believe, who you are, or any of it.
And isn't that ironic that if you took a snapshot of the globe and were explaining to someone from outside what all the countries were and what they stood for, and you showed them the United States of America, you would likely say something like, this is a very young country. It's an experiment in democracy. They have freedom of speech. They have freedom of and from religion. They have all these things. Basically, you get to be who you want to be, and you get to say what you want to say. And we're working so hard to get rid of that.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
We're really like, every time you take a shot at someone else's free speech, you're putting a hole in yourself.
Yeah. No, that's a great way to put it, man. I also want to be clear, by the way, I'm not saying that all religious people are like that. I'm just saying that a lot are. Most of the religious people that I know are not like that, are not trying to force their views down anybody else's throat and are not trying to take other people's lifestyles and tell them it's not okay or it's not this or it's not that. Most of the people I know are not like that. But there are a lot that are, and they are people that are prominent and they're on television. And maybe they're the terrible examples to follow, but they exist. And nobody's telling them to stop forcing anything down anybody's throats.
Rach, thoughts?
I just, whenever you revealed the contents of that email, I had to smile and laugh a little bit because it's like, what else are you going to do? The thought that it's like, oh, Dave's okay with trans people, therefore he must have some dark secret he doesn't want people to know about trans. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, that is such a sad way to view the world, that if you are empathetic and kind towards a group of people, you must somehow be involved with that group of people. Mm. It's just very, it's laughable, but it also, like, on a base level, it does make me sad that people view things like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's also like, if you did have a connection to the community, so what?
Yeah.
What does that mean? It means you're just a human and you know another human who happens to belong to that community.
Right.
Like, that's all it is. And I don't get, again, it comes, like, when people do that, they're coming across with this air of superiority.
Yeah.
Like, I'm better than you. Our beliefs are better than yours. What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with anybody. Again, you don't have to follow along. You don't have to agree. I don't agree. There are a lot of religious things I don't agree with, but I'm not telling anyone else you can't do that. I'm not telling anyone else it's wrong for you to do that. I just disagree. Which is fine. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. If the person was trying to say that I'm closeted trans, I'm really doing it badly.
Or really well.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Gorgeous day out there. 3:23. So, question. Is it okay to quit these days? So when I was growing up, it was not okay to quit. You don't quit Little League. You don't quit the basketball team. You just don't quit. You don't have to play next year, but you can't quit. That was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of instilled that in my kids. I wasn't like aggressive about it. But, you know, Maureen and I always, you know, erred on the side of, you know, why don't we stick this out? You don't have to do it again, but stick this one out. And this generation, what I'm picking up, because my youngest child is 20 now, so I'm no longer doing that. It's a lot more open to, hey, if you don't like it, especially if it's making you unhappy, it's stupid to do it for one more minute. Just stop doing it.
Yeah. I think you're right, Dave. I think we've actually, just my opinion, I think we've overcorrected and now people are quitting things too easily. Like, if it were up to me, it would be more of a balance between, like, maybe before we get into something, we want to do our research and make sure it's something that we are really, truly interested in. Yeah. Am I making sense here?
Yeah.
Because I've definitely quit things and I look back and I go, I wish I would have just never gotten involved in the first place. I wish I would have been smarter about that. And then I wouldn't have this quitting on my resume.
I think somebody's on. I think Opal might be on.
It's not up.
Hold on, someone's taking an ass beating.
I'll tell you what that is. That's Dave Murray setting up.
It is, but he's not.
Nobody's potted up here. It's just coming
this
up.
This could go bad.
Turned it off.
Yeah, there you go. That's super weird.
Now
I'm like looking around the room.
The machine.
I'm like looking over the room, so, like, who's making that noise?
Well, so it's no secret that this new setup that we have is made out of, like, paper and spitballs, and there was already been a whole bunch of problems. I guess when you change something, like a very important setting that has to be changed constantly, it just, like, shuts everything off. That was what the big crisis was at the beginning, because my room in here was, like, totally dead. So, you know, it could be anything. So it's very much not anything Rachel did.
That's wild.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, yeah. Quitting.
That is terrifying that you can hear something that's potted down. That
yeah,
not
it's
cool.
Not great.
No, it's good bad. Design. Well done, whoever made that.
So anyone a layman, imagine you turn your light switches off and just nothing happens.
They just stay on.
Yeah. They just stay on.
So how about you, Coach? What do you think?
It's all about circumstance. Like, I don't think it's ever a bad time to quit a job, because there's a back and forth there, right? If the job is making you miserable, you're not going to be good at it. And you're going to be a detriment to the company most likely anyway. But I It also depends to a degree on how many other people rely on you, right? So let's say you joined a little league team and there's 11 kids on the team and you quit. Well, now they only have 10. So if anybody's missing a game, if anybody's sick or anybody's hurt, now the team doesn't have enough players. I think there are things like that where you can use the lesson that you talked about, Dave, which is finish the job. It's not that big of a deal to finish a little league season or to finish your semester on the dance squad or whatever it happens to be. That's a lesson that you can learn from and say, all right, maybe sticking it out, you're going to find out that it's just that you're in a bad spot now, and in 2 months you might feel pretty good about it, mm-hmm. and you may want to keep doing it. So you don't want to quit at the first sign of difficulty. I do think it's different in the sense that, like, as a grown person, if you're in a job that you're not getting anywhere in, and you can see that you're not going to get anywhere, and you're not making the money that you want, I don't see that there's a fault there in quitting and going to another job to better yourself. You know, so I guess it very is dependent upon the circumstance. And also, like, the age that you are. If you're a 45-year-old, are you really learning stick-to-itiveness by staying with a job that you hate?
Of course you can't talk to a 4-year-old like this, but you can talk to a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Like we're talking, and really talk about what quitting means, as yep. opposed to just, I didn't quit, and your mother never quit, and you're
exactly.
not going to quit.
Exactly.
Like, just, you know, talk to them. Welcome back, guys.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday, 3:34. Dave Murray joins us officially this time.
That's right. That heavy panting you heard was not rain. That was me.
Okay.
just so we know.
Hey, it wasn't 3:34 yet. That's your time.
Dave, never run to the microphone, man.
That's right. I know it. Boy, famous words of Jack Buck, right? Those words still ring in my ears. Because there has been some times when I have had to run into the studio for whatever reason, and it's not pretty. It's just not pretty.
Been there.
Hey, I've got on the recording line where folks can call in and ask questions.
Yeah,
we got something yesterday. It's from Mike from Ellisville. He wanted to know why it is so warm and, more importantly, so dry. The relative humidity and the dew points have been extremely low, and wanted to know why that's the case when we're so relatively close to the rivers and to the Gulf of Mexico. And it's because most of the flow doesn't even have to be at the surface, but in the upper atmosphere, it's a southwest wind. That's always a very dry wind for the St. Louis area. That's what's been going on.
I don't know this Gulf of Mexico you speak of.
Oh, that's right. Gulf of America.
Okay. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense.
I was confused, but now I'm not.
I was looking at a map and it's just wrong.
He's just wrong. This guy's a meteorologist.
Yikes. That'll take a while to get used to.
Yes.
Yes. Dude, that happens all the time, like in sports when they change the name of a stadium and you just can never remember to change it to the new sponsor name or whatever
well,
in your head.
Well, Riverport's always going to be Riverport.
Right, right.
Riverport will always be Riverport.
Yeah.
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 Period.
I've always thought that is, and I've obviously never been at the level to even think about this, but that's always seemed like a poor use of your money for marketing. To name a stadium, and maybe I'm just wrong, but I just can't imagine going to the Progressive Insurance Stadium and being like, you know what, I should call Progressive. Like, it just, like, A doesn't connect to B with me.
Yeah, I could see that.
Anyhow.
I don't know. I have Geico insurance because I needed insurance, and Geico was the one that I've seen the most commercials for. You know what I mean?
You like geckos.
Yeah, I do. I like that little guy. I suppose.
Little British geckos.
Having a 20-year-old that likes to run into other cars, I just go with whatever company will accept me.
Yeah, that's about it.
Hey, people got to have a hobby, okay?
I got my insurance card the other day, and it said some kind of specialty insurance. I'm like, I know what that means.
Yeah, that means I've got a young person on there.
It means no one wants to insure me.
Very, very important customer.
Yes. Yeah, she tends to get mad at me when she hits cars, too.
Well, it's your fault.
It's your fault. Come on, Dad.
Wait a minute. How's that fault? How's that work?
I don't know. She's a mystery to me.
Well, how does it go? What does she say?
The last time it happened, she had her second wreck in about 2 months, and I was trying to be, you know, cool Dave, and I made some kind of little joke about it to kind of let her off the hook, and she just lambasted.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's more the defensiveness about it than it is like blaming you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
It worked. Shut my ass up. If I had done that to Jack Glover, just count to three because you're going to be knocked out. Right?
Don't even have to get to three.
Here comes the right cross. And I'm like, oh, no, I think I've upset her. I hope she'll be okay. So, Dave, how are we getting to Friday? How are we looking?
Tomorrow's another spectacular day. There could be a little shower overnight tonight. Spotty. Let's not worry about it. It's kind of a warm front coming through, but lots of sunshine again tomorrow. 78 degrees. The record's 86, not even close to that, but well above average. All is quiet on Thursday night, partly cloudy, 56. There is an eclipse, full eclipse of the moon. Early Friday morning. The peak of the eclipse is 1:58 in the morning. Hopefully we'll get a peak at that because I don't think we'll be completely cloudy at that stage of the game. Friday, cold front starts to move in. Low pressure from the west, partly sunny skies. It's windy. It's still very warm Friday, near 80 degrees, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing Friday afternoon. That continues Friday night. Some of those could be strong to severe. The weekend is quiet, lots of sunshine, but it's cooler. Yeah, so this is a strong cold front. Saturday, 66, and Sunday, 49 for the high temperature. Prime time for storms will be 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, not tomorrow. This is Friday event. Some could be strong to severe. Where those happen, heavy downpours of rain, intense lightning, winds over 60 miles per hour, and the possibility of isolated tornadoes. Not a widespread hail event trying to unfold. Still a lot of questions about this thing of how much moisture will be in the atmosphere, but the cold front is strong, so it's something we'll have to pay attention to.
So I looked up the KMOX rules, and evidently the fact that Dave's a meteorologist and Wheeler is a certified weather spotter, if the two of you agree, you can override Michael Calhoun, and we can go into storm mode at any point.
Oh, that's like they're having two keys for the
yes.
nukes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But we include Michael with that, too.
Yeah,
he does get excited.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The first time we went into storm mode, I had no friggin' idea what was happening. All I knew is that suddenly Michael Calhoun was in the studio. He was twice as big, and he was just like serious as a heart attack, and said something about storm mode, and everyone around here was jumping. And I'm like, okay.
I have to say, Storm Mode, it's so cool to watch Michael and Dave broadcast during Storm Mode, though.
Fun.
Because it's like, there's really only one thing to talk about. There's many things to talk about within that one thing.
They keep the ball in the air.
To watch them stay on topic is very, very cool.
Agreed.
The record for me is 8 hours straight.
Oh, my goodness.
Dang.
That's nuts.
And no potty break.
Wow.
What was that storm? Do you remember?
I don't remember the date, but there were two. There was a week of severe weather. It was a Tuesday, Thursday event. Tuesday, I set the record at 7.5 hours straight. Thursday, it was 8 hours straight. So that all happened in 1 week. And
jeez.
I have to say, by the time Friday at 11 o'clock rolled around, it was like time out.
Man, I would have had enough. I would have had a cold front in my pants. 8 hours, Dave's peeing. Dave's peeing somewhere.
He's like, the barometric pressure there is not great.
Yeah, I may not go in a bathroom, but I'm going.
But you know what? You don't. You know, anybody who wants to do this for a living, do not. You say to yourself, "I should drink water. I should stay hydrated." Do not drink water.
It's like dry yourself out.
Do not drink anything.
Yeah, being a third-year surgical resident as I am on TikTok, they were talking about this, and you know, some like neurosurgeons especially have to do 5 to 10 hour surgeries, and they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying the same thing: like you have to take care of yourself, you have to be healthy, you have to be hydrated, you have to have enough protein, but not enough hydration that you have to pee. That's
right,
insane.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We can pee anytime we want here.
Yeah, every hour.
We have it pretty good.
Every hour, top of the hour.
Yeah. Sometimes I pee when I don't have to. Headlines,
that's
right?
Safety. That's
yes,
a safety.
That's thing. Right.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So a French book rights owner is taking on Meta over AI. They filed a lawsuit against Meta, accusing the tech company of using copyrighted protected content without authorization to train its AI systems.
I have a question about oligarchs that own platforms. It seems to me like Elon Musk and Zuckerberg are bad people. Just my humble opinion. Do you think that anyone with that much money and that big of a company and that much influence were going to think that they're an a-hole? Or do you think that, no, maybe they just are?
What?
That's a great question.
Like, maybe I'm just intimidated by powerful people or something.
I'm going to guess they were born that way.
Yeah, see, I also think it depends on how they act, right? The sheer amount of money you have or what you quote-unquote own is not really the issue. It's how do you act about it? Like, how do you treat that business? And look at the kind of the shady things that Zuckerberg's done. With, you know, the way they run ads, with the way they've let certain things go on their social, on Facebook or Instagram. Look at how Elon changes things based on what suits him, not what makes sense, not what is fair, not what is accurate, just what he likes. I mean, and that's those people at that level influence so much because they connect with tens of millions of people. Those apps. I mean, hundreds of millions of people are involved in those apps. And you can really impact, like, the view of politics, the view of business, the view of almost anything, just by shading things in your own way.
Yeah, I don't know if you're bound to become like that. I don't have that view of, like, a Jack Dorsey.
Yeah, I don't either.
But people like, you know, Elon has everything Elon has going on. And then Zuckerberg got his start creating Facebook as a way to rate women's appearance in a very derogatory fashion. So it's like, where did we really think it was going to go from there? This is obviously someone who's on a bit of a power trip.
Yeah. I had a couple of conversations with Jack Dorsey back when my partner Scott and I were doing Fox Paw. And it could be that if I talked to Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, that they would be very nice as well. But Jack was exceedingly nice. Like, he was a normal dude. And it helped, like, being from St. Louis. And, he's a very St. Louis guy. I think his mom and dad listened to the show. But he was just like a normal dude. He was just talking to me about the business and giving me advice. It was really nice.
And you can see, though, he's not chasing that power, though.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's not doing the things that you can see those other two doing. Right? I mean, he's not out there trying to buy access to the White House. He's not out there doing the things that Zuckerberg does just to, I guess, make more money. I don't know. I don't know what Zuckerberg's motivations are, but he's always playing games with what he's doing. It's about how you act. It's about, like, are you out there trying to, again, I said this earlier, are you trying to turn the tables so that they're more in your favor, or are you just doing your thing? If you're just doing your thing, I think most people are like, whatever, bro, you just, you know, be what you want.
Speaking of these apps, TikTok, the extension is expiring soon. It's approaching on April 5th. Potential buyers have expressed interest in acquiring the app. Offers have reached up to $30 billion, but it remains uncertain if ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, is willing to sell. If the deal is not reached, the app could face a ban, but President Donald Trump has hinted at a possible extension of this deadline if necessary.
I know Trump wants America to own half of it. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we'll be your American partner. The country will be your partner, and we'll take half the profits, and we'll take the responsibility. So,
well, so we want the government that nobody trusts to have half ownership of one of the most popular social media companies on the planet?
I trust our government a little bit.
I'm just saying there are so many people that don't trust our government.
Right.
The government's wrong. It's bad. It's terrible. It's this and that. Well, and so now we want them to own half of that, so they have access. They have access to all our data. All those terrible. I'm not the one that claims those things. By the way, I don't hate our government. I don't distrust.
That would be a pretty good plan on their part. Like, if this were their long con, you know, like, we just need
China
to get
the whole time.
Yeah, we just need to get them to buy half this thing. We'll be partners.
If it was, that's funny.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Quick little segment here. Rach, I thought of you last night. I saw a guy who I guess he has a disorder.
It's already going so well.
He hates to eat.
Okay.
He dreads every bite of food.
Wow.
He doesn't enjoy it. He thinks it feels weird in his body. And he feels trapped and claustrophobic that if he's going to stay alive, he has to eat.
Right.
He wishes that, like, feeding tubes were easier. Just hook me up to one and let me go about my business. And he's like, maybe once a year I enjoy a good cheeseburger. And other than that, I dread every bite of food.
Wow.
And there were tons of comments. It was a TikTok. Tons of comments of people saying, I've never heard anyone say this. I have the same thing. Like, I don't enjoy eating with my family. I hate going out to eat. I just have to fake it. Really interesting.
Why did that make you think of me?
Because we both struggle so much with loving to eat so much.
Okay, I was going to say, because that's like the opposite of me.
Yeah,
like,
no.
All I want to do is eat.
Yeah, no, because we talk about it incessantly. So, here's a guy who just wishes it could all go away.
It makes sense that you would be obsessed with wanting to eat because your body needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you get a sense of satisfaction from making your body feel the way that it wants to feel, which is why
you're right. Just making me hot.
But when you're the opposite of that, it's like detrimental to you. That's where you're getting to the point where you probably need to seek some help.
Yeah, yep. It sounds like he has anorexia or something.
Yeah, it's different. Like, they were discussing that it's different than that because he doesn't care how he looks.
Okay.
He's like, I wouldn't care if I was 100 pounds more. I just don't like the act of eating.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.